Hi, I'm Mike Gasowitz, CEO of Triserv Financial Group. Welcome to another episode of In Focus. Joining me today is Nick Leach, our portfolio manager responsible for the income producing side of our portfolios. Welcome, Nick.
Hi, Mike. Good to be here.
Great to have you. Anytime we talk income producing, we have to talk about interest rates. So why don't we start out there? What's happening, Bank of Canada and the Fed? Where do you want to start, Canada or the U.S.?
So I think both of them, if you look at both the central banks and if we're talking about their policy rates, they haven't changed for several months now, right? And that's after one of the most rapid rate increase campaigns anybody's ever seen. So right now the U.S. policy rate's at 5.5%. Canada's at 5%. The last time they raised was back in the summer. And this is a global theme, Mike. I mean, this is happening around the world. Like, we saw all the central banks rapidly raise rates, and now they haven't moved. We haven't seen the Bank of England move in since the fall. The European Central Bank, that hasn't moved since the fall. But all that's expected to change. And it actually is changing. The Swiss Central Bank, they recently lowered their policy rate. So did Sweden. In Canada, there are expectations for the Bank of Canada to lower in June, possibly. It's widely expected that the ECB will lower rates in June for the first time. But the U.S. Federal Reserve, that's not the case. That's been pushed out possibly till the end of the year, if at all.
Okay. So from a market perspective, what are the yields looking like? How are they reacting?
Well, if you look at the 10-year Canada bond yield and the U.S. Treasury bond yield, that's the benchmark for the whole market. And they've been moving in tandem so far this year. In fact, if you go back historically, the 10-year Canada bond yield and the U.S. Treasury bond, they've been very highly correlated because the economies are so interconnected. So they're both up 50 basis points this year. Again, there's been some ups and downs, but basically they're up 50 basis points from where they started the year. And that's not the case if you look at the short end of the market. That's a different story. So the U.S. one-year Treasury bond is up 50 basis points this year, same with the 10-year, and is sitting at around 5%, which is close to the central bank policy rate. And then if you look at Canada, Canada hasn't moved. The one-year bond yield hasn't moved in Canada. And that's at around 4.75%. So that's sitting just below the central bank policy rate.
Okay. So in terms of the curve, short term to long term, what are we still inverted or is it starting to flatten a bit? Or?
Well, it's actually more inverted in Canada than it is in the U.S. So both are inverted. And we've talked about this. This is not a normal yield curve. Normal yield curves are upward sloping. So, and it's been like this for well over a year. So these are unusual times. But if we look at the difference between, you know, short-term bonds in Canada and the 10-year, it's 140 basis points, right? 140 basis points lower for the 10-year. The U.S. is about 100 basis points differential. So we're expecting that yield curve to normalize in Canada sooner than the U.S.
Right. Spreads. Let's talk about the difference between government debt and corporate debt. What are the spreads? Are they staying consistent?
They keep tightening, Mike. They're actually, I think, at the tightest levels historically. The U.S. on average, like if you look at the investment grade credit spreads in the U.S., they're at 80 basis points. Canada's at 100. So they're tightening in the U.S. and they're tightening in Canada. They're tightening for investment grade. They're tightening for high yield. So the credit markets.
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Well, I was going to say that if you think about, we were talking about recession a while back, right? Because the rapid rate increases is going to slow down the economy. And we looked at the credit markets, and the credit markets weren't indicating that there's going to be any severe economic slowdown. And it's the same today, right? We look at the credit markets, and they're telling us, even though the yields have been high for well over a year now, the credit markets are saying these companies are in fine shape from a credit perspective.
And I was just going to ask that, what's, you know, the spread tightening between the two, what's that indicative of? And I guess it's just that the market is basically saying corporations seem to be in reasonable shape going forward.
Yeah. Yeah. There's, yeah. If credit spreads were wider, that would indicate that some of these, you know, it's an indicator or a predictor of defaults, higher defaults. But I think what's also interesting, Mike, is that you've had these elevated government bond yields, risk-free bond yields for well over a year, and it hasn't crowded out any of the demand for corporate debt.
Interesting. Let's shift gears to preferred shares. What are we seeing on that front?
Yeah, they're on a tear this year, and if you probably noticed, like they're up. The market is up 13% so far this year. It's up 18% in 1 year, and the way I'm looking at it, I think a lot of it is market technicals. The preferred share market, it did sell off alongside equities, and it bottomed around October, you know, fall 2023. So we are seeing a recovery from very oversold levels. And I think what's also important is we were seeing outflows from those index ETFs, and that was driving a lot of the price pressure. But I think what's more importantly is this market is shrinking, right? The supply is shrinking. We're seeing the banks, they're redeeming their preferred share issues, and they're issuing limited recourse capital notes, right? Because it's much more tax efficient cost of capital for them. And this, so far this year, we've seen Royal Bank do it. We've seen BMO do it. So all these investors that are holding the preferred shares, they're getting cash and they're putting it back into the preferred share market. And that preferred share market has shrunk, right? So these are some technical factors that are really pushing up the prices of the preferreds.
I know we've talked about prefs for a while now, but it's nice to see them bounce back. So looking forward, thoughts as you look forward? I mean, I think we've already talked about what the trends, what the markets think. Anything else you want to add if you look out?
Well, I don't think there's any reason for a tactical change. We still favor the five-year corporates. We're getting a yield. We can lock in it by five-year corporate, lock in a yield around 5% yield to maturity. And for non-registered accounts, that's really tax efficient. We are expecting the short-term rates to come down as those policy rates start to come down. But I think I look at it and I'd say it's going to be gradual. You know, maybe 25 basis points at a meeting, maybe wait a meeting, another 25 basis points. So it's going to come gradual. It's going to be disciplined. So it's going to be over the next year or two. It's not going to be anything like we saw, you know, when COVID hit, right?
Right.
Or with the great financial crisis. Like those were rapid, dramatic rate drops. And I don't think we're going to see anything like that. And you could argue that when we have this inverted yield curve, longer term bond yields have already priced in these policy rate reductions. So I can't see any benefit from extending duration. Because if we extend duration, we're actually going to pick up a lower yield, right?
Right.
And longer term bonds, mathematically, they're just more volatile than shorter term bonds. So
totally
right where we are now, we're getting paid more to take less risk.
Yeah. That makes sense. The position we're in. Nick, thank you for this.
My pleasure.
Folks, as always, if you have any questions, don't hesitate to chat with your financial advisor. Talk to your TriCert investment counselor. And don't hesitate to reach out to myself. Take care.